streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go live on a Monday. Finally back in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now. Colin was right, Colin wrong. A lot of wrong this week. I wasn't even on the air and I was wrong a lot last week. That's when you know you're wrong. Joy Taylor is joining me. I am back, well fed, with culture and history on my side. Joy, it's great to see you. Thanks for filling in. You were amazing, I heard. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great to have you back. Everyone's excited to hear about Italy, which you said was amazing.
It was. And so was sort of the weekend. We had 4 Game 7s yesterday. The hockey ones were great. The basketball ones stunk.
Yes.
But I want to start with this. Despite the legendary brand of the Boston Celtics, last 35 years, one title.
That's it.
Beat the banged-up Lakers in 2008. They hadn't even been there one time in 12 years. That's it. The Lakers, meanwhile, are a bit of a mess, right? Easy to roll your eyes as a Celtic fan. But in that same time span of 35 years, they have 8 titles. 2 biggest brands, which would you rather be today? I'd be the Lakers. I mean, yes, the Celtics have been consistent. So is yogurt and Wheat Thins. The Lakers are up and down, but the Lakers pivot often and pivot regularly and win regularly. Yes, you've been consistent 8 straight years. Ooh, in the East, the Pac-12 of college football. Congratulations. Who cares? None of that matters for Boston. The Lakers and the Celtics are the biggest brands in the sport. 35 years. Boston's become the reliable 401k. You put money away, you'll never get rich, but you'll be safe and content. You'll be able to retire and have a steak twice a week. Congratulations, I've seen that multiple times. It's quite a life. But for big brands, you got to do better. Yeah, the Patriots were consistent too in Boston, and they got six rings. I've seen the Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart thing. It's adorable. But let Memphis celebrate consistency. You beat Milwaukee without Chris Middleton at home in the East in the second round. And as much as I admire Giannis and the Bucks, in the last 6 years, four of them, they've been eliminated in the first or second round. Congratulations for becoming the NBA's 401k. But the Lakers in that same time span have sold eight companies and gotten the bag eight times. I'll take that. Because the Lakers aren't as patient. They pivot off coaches. They pivot off stars. They pivot off contracts. They take big swings. Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. Show me the money. This is the second biggest brand. And in the early parts of the NBA, the biggest brand, there was no number two. You lose to Miami, what are you? What have you done? Brad Stevens moved upstairs. He got so frustrated. So as you beat Milwaukee yesterday, I thought, oh, that's okay. At home, second round in the East, no Chris Middleton. That would be a huge moment for Memphis. Maybe even a gigantic moment for Dallas. It's not a big moment for Boston. You have a very good defense, but if Tatum's not hitting, you're very limited offensively. Do better, do more. 35 years, one title, a banged-up Lakers team. The Lakers may be a mess now, but in 35 years, but every four and a half years, they bring home the bag. That's what the Patriots did. Consistency, I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in consistency. Alabama's consistent and wins. New England's consistent and wins. Serena, Federer were consistent and win. Consistency matters if I get some at the end of it. San Antonio was consistent for 15 years. I got four or five titles out of it. I got nothing to show for it. Oh, we beat Milwaukee. Probably not if they had Chris Middleton. We played our starters the last game of the season. That's probably why you won. I mean, Grayson Allen shouldn't have been on the floor. He was terrified. Bobby Portis is a liability. Hell, you better win. You better win big. But I think y'all realize in Boston, the Patriots set the standard. Don't be wheat thins. Be gold bars. More titles. Then we'll talk. Let's talk about Phoenix. Well, the basketball gods are a cruel bunch, and they have rendered their decision on Chris Paul. You will not be winning any titles. I know it's painful. I like Chris Paul. It's not Charles Barkley didn't win a title. Dan Marino didn't win a title. Chris Paul's not going to win a title. The basketball gods have rendered a decision. So what do the Suns do? Bring it back. Really? I know, 64 wins. Got to the playoffs. Terrible for a decade. It feels good to win those regular season games. But the great thing about losing to great teams and losing to great players. And the Mavericks are not a great team, but Luka's a great player. There is an advantage to this. Great creates clarity. You know, you watch American Idol in its prime, and you'd see the Underwood or like one of the great singers. Like every year they'd have a great singer. And it just created clarity. You're like, oh, she's great. He's really not that great. He's terrible. It creates clarity. Great creates clarity. If you're in Silicon Valley, Apple, oh, our stuff's good. It's not the iPhone good. Luka showed you the truth. Devin Booker is a two. A good two, but a two. Mikal Bridges, quite a ceiling. DeAndre Ayton, not much use when you trail late and need threes. And Chris Paul's 37. He's old. Phoenix needs to take a huge swing. And they should thank Luka for that. Because he is so great, so capable of getting his own shot every time down the floor, so capable of elevating others, so inspired, so unintimidated by anything. He showed you the way. He showed you that Booker's a two. If I'm Phoenix, I let DeAndre Ayton walk. I get another elite score. That's where I spend my money. Hopefully Booker is a great two for years to come in the Valley of the Sun. But I'd probably limit Chris Paul's minutes. And by the way, you know I love Chris Paul. But there are certain industries in America where people do not age fast. Accountants. I mean, you could have an accountant for 60 years. Radio hosts. People do it for a long time. Attorneys, tax attorneys. I've been doing it. My firm's been since the 60s. And then there's professions where people age really fast, like overnight. Pro sports. Peyton Manning, MVP to benched for Brock Osweiler. James Harden, overnight. The hell is that? Chris Paul, 37, last four games of this series. These are pro athletes. They're the world's best athletes in the NBA. Your weaknesses, they happen fast. That tax attorney, have another donut for breakfast. You'll never be able to tell. Chris Paul couldn't stay in front of anybody. And it's time. It's time to find the next Chris Paul. He's not going anywhere. But Devin Booker was not a serious MVP candidate despite being the best player on the best team. But I think Luka, as infuriating and defeating and discouraging as it is today, Luka did you a huge favor. Luka showed you the truth. 33 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists a game, shooting nearly 50%. Devin Booker scored 23 at 43% and struggled, never elevated others, struggled to consistently get a good shot. Yes, I know today in Phoenix it's a bad day, but sometimes, you know, my wife says this all the time, you know, you can be a great example for your kids or a horrible warning. Your kids can learn from both. You can learn as a pro basketball player or executive or coach or a team from a debilitating loss or a great win. They're both teaching tools. Luka showed you the truth. Booker's a two. Hell of a two. Good two. Love to have him for the next 10 years. Chris Paul's limited. He's 37. He got old fast. So did Harden in the East, like overnight. Came out of the bed, woke up. You're like, oh, he's a step slow. Can't get past anybody, and Chris can't stay in front of anybody. Chris Paul's going to be back. Use his guidance, his metal, his toughness, his intelligence, his moxie. But take a big swing, because Dallas isn't getting worse. Luka's just now moving into his prime. Oh, he's going to be no fun to play for a decade. This isn't the best Luka. He came into the season out of shape. This is like LeBron year 4 in Cleveland. Was it 4 or 5? He got to the championship with the Spurs, and the Spurs like vanquished him in 4 games. Everybody's like, yeah, LeBron's not clutch. 12 years later, he made his 8th straight final. That's what you're looking at. Luka is the truth. Chris Paul after the loss.
You know, you play long enough and you don't win. Every time you lose, they're going to say it was your best chance. But I think for me, us, is we'll be right back next year. Tell you that much. I'm not retiring tomorrow. Thank God. You know, hopefully I'm healthy, come back, but keep playing.
Good coach. Great city. Great culture. Some depth. Let Ayton walk. Go get another score. Get a little younger at point. But there are a lot of different ways to learn your future. And that was one of them. It was ugly. It was, got to be honest, I didn't see that one coming, trailing by 40 at home. But you can still learn from it. Eddie Johnson, Suns TV analyst, who's got lots to say, will be joining us next hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It is great to be back. I missed you. I hope you guys missed us. Joy and Alex Curry held down the fort. Thank you so much for that. So, you know, I was saying I was introduced to sports in on a black and white television in a Frank Lloyd Wright designed house on the coast of Washington, which was not ideal because it had a flat roof in Grayland, Washington, and it rains every day where I grew up. So we had a lot of leaks. I was down in the basement, black and white TV. The first game I ever watched that I remember watching was Washington against Miami, Super Bowl, Garoya Premium, 14-7, Miami won. And I remember watching an early Lakers-Blazers game. But the 70s, now I'm starting to be like, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, and it was a great time. I loved the NBA. What you're currently watching, as I watched this weekend, is you're watching the 70s NBA with way better marketing, way better revenue. The NBA is doing very, very well. But you have one really great transformational player per team surrounded by excellent players. I'll give you an example. In the 70s, they were called the Washington Bullets. They had Elvin Hayes, and then they had excellent players around him. Phil Chenier, Kevin Greavy, Bobby Dandridge, Wes Unseld. I remember them well, their uniforms. The Sonics had Gus Williams, who was their star from USC in his prime. But they had Jack Sickman, Lonnie Shelton, and John Johnson, and DJ Dennis Johnson. And the Knicks had Walt Frazier was their guy, Earl Monroe and Dave DeBuscher. The Warriors had Rick Barry was their star. Then Jeff Mullen. Clifford Ray, the coach Al Attles. I can go through all. Portland had Dave Twardzik and Jeff Petrie and Maurice Lucas, but they had Bill Walton. They all had a Hall of Famer and then really nice complimentary pieces. Sixers, by the way, had Caldwell Jones and Bobby Jones and George McGinnis, but they had Dr. J. Dr. J was the first player that, you know, the afro, the style, the hands, the swooping that we all kind of fell in love with in my age group. That's what we're watching. All of these teams have one great player. Tatum's going to be a Hall of Famer. Luka's going to be a Hall of Famer. Some would vote him in now if he retired. Giannis is going to be a Hall of Famer. Steph's a Hall of Famer. And then there's no great teams left, though. Like the 70s, we don't talk about 70s teams. We don't talk about 70s NBA teams. There's no great teams. These are not great teams. Now, Golden State has the most offensive talent left. Celtics have the most defensive talent left. Miami's got the best depth and bench left. And Dallas has the greatest score left. All have something special. All four could win it. Absolutely. I think I like the Celtics in six over Miami. No great conviction. I think I like Golden State's matchup against Dallas in six. I think health could be a huge factor. These teams are not good enough to overcome. None of them are good enough to overcome a big injury. They're just not. And I was thinking about it this weekend, flying back. I was reading Jeff Perlman's book, Three Ring Circus, on Kobe, Shaq, and Phil Jackson. It's fantastic. The Lakers won three straight titles, and if Karl Malone was healthy, I think they beat Detroit for four. And it was nothing but chaos. Kobe hated Shaq. Shaq hated Kobe. Phil Jackson was in Jerry West. It was a mess. It didn't matter. We watched the documentary Joy and I did. Michael Jordan and Jerry Krause and Rodman didn't show up and Scottie Pippen is jealous and Michael's a jerk and he's punching Steve Kerr. It didn't matter. They won six titles. And we watched Clay and Steph and KD and Draymond and Draymond and KD didn't get along. They're fighting. It didn't matter. They just won. Great teams can overcome injuries and vanity and scuffles and fighting and turmoil and chaos, and the GM hates the coach, and the coach hates the GM, and the GM hates the star, and the star, everybody's jealous. That's not what we have here. All four of these teams have absolute clear ceilings. But the 70s NBA was really, really fun. And everybody could win every year. There were like five, six teams every year. And all of these can win, but they've all got ceilings. Golden State feels a little old, like a little creaky. Clay's not the same. Steph always feels like he's close to getting hurt. Draymond's still remarkable, but he's past his prime. So's Andrew Wiggins, who's been a revelation. Dallas, after Luka. Boston, after Tatum. They don't play well. They don't win. And I'm not even sure Miami has a closer. I like Bam, and I like Jimmy Butler, and they just kind of outlast everybody. The NBA is much healthier than it was in the 70s. It is rolling in international talent. It is rolling in revenue. The players are big personalities. Yeah, Simmons, Kyrie, James Harden, eye rolls. You pay guys $30 million, that's what you get. But it's got much better marketing, and it is the 70s NBA. But people badmouth the 70s NBA. I grew up with it. It was fun. Yeah, the Knicks were good early 70s, and here came the Lakers, and then Dr. J's coming in, and then the Sonics, and the Blazers, and the Warriors, and the... Why can I name all the players? Why do I remember all the coaches? I can go through starting lineups for all of them. Why? Because it stuck. It mattered. It was fun. Players were fighting and yelling, and it was like you had just enough pasta for six people, and there were seven kids. Everybody was fighting because everybody was an inch away. It's not like the Warriors dynasty. It's not like the, you know, the Showtime Lakers, Kareem and Magic, the Bulls. It was like, maybe we can beat them. Probably we can't. Anybody can win here. I don't have great conviction. I do think Boston defensively is going to make it really hard for Miami. Really hard for Miami to get any consistency or fluidity offensively. And I think, actually, Golden State matches up with Luka okay. They can throw a little Draymond at him for 10, 12 minutes a half. They can throw some Andrew Wiggins at him for a little while. I think they'll make it a little difficult for Luka. Little. Heavy on the little. But I think it'll be fun. I like it. I like villains. I like superpowers. But this is fun, too. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, you just mentioned the Warriors. They bounced back from, I don't even know if it's appropriate to call it a blowout loss. It was a disaster of a game.
Hey, listen.
In game five.
That was a fun series.
It really was.
The new kids on the block and the old guys hanging on. It was a fun series.
It really was. And it had a lot. And that game five, outside of it being one of the worst watches in NBA history for anyone who wasn't a Grizzlies fan, was pretty remarkable. A team that wasn't a team that had won multiple championships, I don't know if they would have gone on to win the series after a loss like that. And they did that without Ja, which was so impressive from the Grizzlies. But they did get the win. Klay Thompson led scoring for his team, knocking down 8 3-pointers, 30 total points. And Steph Curry had 29, 11 of them coming in the fourth quarter. So they eliminated the Grizzlies 4-2 and will host the Mavs for game one on Wednesday. This was an incredible series. It's obviously disappointing not to have Ja for the end of the series. I think it might have gone seven. And even though it didn't, I think obviously what you saw in this series was a young, fast, exciting, well-coached team
that is
on the rise in the Grizzlies.
Yeah, they draft well. Like, Memphis has got it going. Like, this is not just Ja. This is like a really good scouting department. Like, they draft well, develop well. They're not going anywhere.
Their GM won Executive of the Year. Their coach is right there at the top for Coach of the Year.
Fans are crazy. It's a wild environment.
It's a great overall situation for Memphis right now. I don't think there's anything to hang your head about. This is a championship team. They have the experience. They're able to overcome. They don't get scared when they get down.
You can't. This is in the history of the NBA. You do not win that series if you're Memphis. Take the bubble year out. When the young teams won. Remember the bubble year was where you and I were like, why are the young teams beating the old teams? Take that year out. Memphis never beats Golden State in this kind of... The kid never beats the old guy that still has a punch left.
No, this was a great series. Yeah. And again, like, they lost Ja, and that's an almost impossible thing to overcome. Like, obviously, they were a great team during the regular season without Ja. They went 20-5. Postseason is a different situation. You saw it for one game. They blew Golden State out. And then in the games at the end of the series, Golden State did what they do. So I think it's really exciting for Golden State, too. Like, they are playing a different type of basketball because they missed the postseason for a few years. They're kind of had that downturn. If they win a championship again this year, it's an official dynasty.
They can throw Draymond for 15 minutes a half at Luka, and Jonathan Kuminga, 6'7", 220, super athletic, throw him for about 6 minutes a half. Wiggins a little bit. Phoenix doesn't really have any mat. You know, Chris Paul can't guard him. Booker can't guard him. Mikal Bridges can try, but Luka's thicker. I think Golden State has people they can throw at Luka and just get him down to shoot 46%. Average 29.5, not 32.5. Just make it a little more difficult.
Well, even outside of Luka, and you saw it because despite how badly things ended for Phoenix, let's not forget, it was a 7-game series. Dallas had their nights where they did not show up. You're going to have to live with Luka at some point. It's going to depend on the role players with Dallas because they're going to game plan for Luka, and Luka's going to get his buckets regardless. Yeah. Everyone else is going to have to step up. And are they going to be able to do that consistently against a team in Golden State that has won championships that knows how to overcome? Yeah. They're a very well matched up team. I think it'll go long. I think it'll be a long series, but that's going to be the question in that series. Well, Doc Rivers had some questions about whether he was in the hot seat already in Philadelphia, but apparently he won't have to worry about his future. Daryl Morey made it clear during exit interviews that Doc will return for a third season with this team. Morey said he loves working with Doc and that the organization believes he's a good coach and they have a strong chance to win a title with him. He was, I don't know if you heard any quotes
from
Doc. Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, he was very spicy. He did not really take any arrows at the end of this series, which... Look, I don't think that Doc doesn't work hard. That's not the question that I have with Doc Rivers. It's, you know, he was kind of implying that, you know, the writers and reporters were saying he doesn't care, or like he's not doing his best work or something like that. That's not the concern here. The concern is the Sixers haven't reached a conference final since 2001.
They've got really good players.
You have two Hall of Famers on your roster, banged up or not. At this point, we can't discuss injuries. Everyone's dealing with injuries. Everyone. And I don't want to lay this at the feet of Joel Embiid, who had an MVP level season and was dragging up and down the court, giving everything he had. One thing about Joel Embiid that I don't question is whether he cares about winning.
Yeah.
That dude cares. James Harden fell apart once again. He is not a postseason player. He is a all-time great scorer and a regular season player. He does not have any success in the postseason. That was on James Harden. You brought in James Harden to do that, and he gave you nothing in clutch time. I mean, literally nothing. Nothing in that game in clutch time. You could not rely on him in any capacity, not for scoring, not for playmaking, for anything. So I don't know what the Sixers are going to do. They may end up having to keep Harden. But
oh, I've got strong opinions on that. That is, in fact, well, I'll talk about that.
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
He was not great in that series.
Oh,
and
no, he was
in the second half. He was a ghost.
When people do things repeatedly, believe them.
Yeah,
like I've seen this second.
We
half.
Have more than enough evidence that this is who James Harden is.
That's right. This is who he is now.
Yes. So the Bucks have been eliminated from the postseason, losing to the Celtics in 7 games, but Giannis still put up incredible numbers in the series. He became the first NBA player in NBA history to score at least 200 points, get at least 100 rebounds, and have at least 50 assists in a single series. He had 20 points, 9 assists, and 5 turnovers in, 25 points, 20 rebounds, 9 assists, and 5 turnovers in Game 7 against Boston. I'm with you. I think if Chris Middleton is available, this is a different series.
Yeah, I do. It's nothing against Boston, but this is not a great enough. I mean, Grayson Allen was terrified to be on the floor. Bobby Portis was a liability. They have to have Chris Middleton giving them 18-23.
Well, we talked about this at the start of the postseason, that this year was very unique. There was no super team. Even the best team in the league, Phoenix, had holes. Every team had a vulnerability, and it felt like it was really open to anybody to make a run and win the championship. But obviously everyone's going to have their picks. But even now with the final four teams, I don't know how anyone can say with really strong conviction that they are for sure the team that's going to go on to win the championship. Everyone is very even, and to your point, none of these teams can overcome a major injury.
None.
So I mean, listen. You have to make do with what you have, and Giannis was incredible, but that's just a lot to overcome, losing your second-best guy.
Yeah, we had the Heatles, then we had the Warriors with KD. We're going through LeBron got old, and the league's current situation is good, very good to good teams, all with a strength, cannot afford it. If Jaylen Brown got hurt for Boston, series is over.
Correct.
If Bam got hurt for Miami, can't win the series.
And that's not an excuse. It's just, this is probably always going to come down to the healthiest team, which
that's right.
can be on the individual for taking care of their body, and some of it's luck. Luck favors the prepared.
Yeah.
You're going to have to rise up in certain moments, but Giannis was incredible. He still showed he's the best player in the league, but you know, Boston took advantage of the situation, and kudos to them.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
So it's interesting. I want to talk about this James Harden situation. And so there's a feeling I've heard this a lot from NBA people. I completely disagree with what NBA people are saying. NBA people are saying you have to re-sign James Harden. Because if you don't, it sends a message to stars. Hey, you made him a promise. Okay. So I went out this morning and on the staff, and I asked the staff, go look at the last 5 or 6 NBA champions. Did any of them have a terrible contract? No. Now, Dallas has one. DeVise Burton's $16 million a year. He doesn't play much. It's not a Westbrook contract. It's not a John Wall contract. If you signed James Harden, it would be the worst contract in the league. You're out of the championship window. You don't have to be perfect to be an NBA champ, but you got to have some bench, and you got to be a little flexible at the trade deadline. You got to have flexibility to fix your flaws. You sign Harden, you can't. And I hear this all the time. What kind of message will it send to NBA stars if you don't re-sign Harden? They want their money. Like you'd call up an NBA star and say, we'll give you $170 million. You know, I can't because, you know, you promised Harden. Harden's a dog. He didn't play defense. He quits on teams. He showed up fat in Houston. I mean, that's documented. Players don't look at Harden and go, man, they really screwed over a good guy. They really took advantage of Victor Oladipo or Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo. That's different. Harden, Simmons, Kyrie, you get what you get. They're selfish, they're divas, they're difficult, they quit on teams, they won't get vaxxed, whatevs. Philadelphia has an advantage here. Harden was so bad at the end of this series. Number one, Daryl Morey can get saved by his owner. His owner goes out publicly and says, I overruled Morey. We're not signing him. Daryl's off the hook. Daryl can talk to free agents and go, yeah, I wanted to sign him, but you know, the owner, crazy guy upstairs, said no. Secondly, fans and media in Philadelphia, very punitive, very loud, will side with a team. Nobody wants Harden back. Nobody wants him back. And the other advantage, Other stars want to take care of their families. They don't care. I mean, in a perfect world, you would go to a company that treats everybody well. Tell me an NBA star that's going to be offered $150 million that's going to go, you know, I would have, but 4 years ago, I didn't like the way you treated Harden. It really rubbed me the wrong way. I'm not going to accept the money from a good team. I'm going to go to a crappy team and get less money. People don't think that way. Stars do not think that way. The kind of money that would be offered by Philadelphia is star money. They don't care about Harden. Harden sometimes doesn't care about getting home before a game. He doesn't play defense. He's quit on teams. He comes in out of shape. That's why he dies at the end of a playoff series. So Philadelphia cannot sign Harden. Let him opt in for 1 year. If you signed Harden, look at these numbers. It's over. It's over. I like that they won the trade. And I still think at least their guy played. Harden played. But you can't sign him. Let him opt in for a year. And then at the trading deadline, move him. And if he doesn't want to show up and he wants to pout, good. But I'm sorry. I think the core four is very, very good for Philadelphia. Embiid's 29 a game star, MVP level guy. Maxey is an ascending star. I can get 22 a night from him. Tobias Harris is a 3 or a 4. Go get a Spencer Dinwiddie. Go get a really good player. Thybulle's a great defensive player. If we have another pandemic, I'd prefer he get vaxxed. But the point being is, I like your core four. I like where Philadelphia's at. But you sign Harden, you're out of the championship window. And by the way, you're not with Thybulle and Maxey and Embiid and Tobias Harris. No, you're not. Because now you can go get what Miami has if you don't sign him long term. A bench. A legitimate backup center if Embiid gets banged up, which he is prone to do. It's kind of a perpetual issue. But go back and look at the great championship teams in the last 5-10 years. Not a lot of terrible contracts. Because you have one, no bench, no flexibility, and championship teams need both. All right. I got good stuff today. We're just, you know, I go for a couple days off, and I got all this stuff stored up, and I'm sitting around drinking wine and eating pizza and coming up with rants in my head. It's got to go somewhere.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Ethan Strauss is a host of the Warriors and an NBA podcast, The House of Strauss, one of the smartest guys in media, outside-the-box thinker. He is joining us now live. So you covered the Warriors in the league for years. I do think they match up with Dallas pretty well. I'll get to that in a second. It's fascinating. Jason Kidd got a job as an NBA coach and bombed. And yet in this series, and we all love Monty Williams, whatever it was, he found kind of his groove. It kind of worked. What do you make of, by the way, I don't think people thought he was a good hire, Ethan, if I recall.
No. This is one where the intelligentsia, NBA Twitter, if you will, were dead wrong. He's been coach of the playoffs. And I wonder if it's a sea change in NBA coaching, Colin. Now, this is a crazy direction to take it, but Louis C.K. did a recent YouTube series on the U.S. presidents. He categorizes, and people can think whatever they want about Louis C.K., but he categorizes all the presidents as either nerds or cowboys. And I think that's true with NBA coaches. You had the era of the nerd. The former players didn't grasp analytics. They didn't get that three was more than two. So you had to get these nerdy coaches who had their intricate systems, the Coach Budenholzer out there in Milwaukee, for instance. But now the former players do grasp that three is more than two. They do grasp the analytics, and it helps to have that swagger. It helps to have that buy-in from the players. So you have Jason Kidd confidently calling out Luka and saying he has to participate on defense. That's a harder thing to do when you're a Budenholzer, when you're a guy who hasn't played.
Yeah.
But Jason Kidd is respected. Does Jason Kidd focus on some sort of intricate system? No. If you look at the clips of him, he is trapping Devin Booker, and he's like a point guard out there. It's practically the sixth man. He's on the sidelines. He's yelling when to trap. He's directing traffic. So there's something interesting happening in the NBA right now. You've got three out of four former players in the final four. It seems like the era of the nerd coach might be shifting a little bit to the era of the cowboy coach.
No,
Jason Kidd exemplifies that.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting thought. I do think the Warriors can throw Kuminga, Draymond Green, Wiggins at Luka. But it's an interesting Warriors team. Ethan, you covered them. They feel old. They feel vulnerable, do they not?
Yeah, it does feel a little similar to End of the Last Dance vulnerabilities, right?
Yeah.
Where, and what's tricky for them, it's the entire core, absent Jordan Poole, who's new, feels mortal. Feels like it's harder for Steph Curry to get off that three-pointer. Klay sometimes looks like Game 6 Klay, but there are a lot of nights where it's more shots than points, right? And it just seems like they're getting by on a lot of guile. And I got to say, I'm trying to even remember what the series odds are. It's no slight to the Warriors necessarily, but it seems like they are overtly favored. I think they are minus 6.5 in their first game at home. It seems like that's a brand name selection in the gambling community. It seems like the Mavericks should be getting more respect if we're not doing it based on brand name, based on maybe 2016 thinking, and we're just looking at the rosters and taking away the labels.
Yeah. I was saying it's the 70s NBA I grew up with, which gets criticized, but mostly because the league wasn't well run, the marketing stunk, the revenue was in peril. The league now is very, very vibrant. I found this, now the game 7 stunk. I found the first two rounds exhilarating. I think the stories are great. I think the stars are fascinating. Young, international, domestic. What do you make of the current NBA?
It feels like the NFL, Colin. I don't know who's going to win the championship. The Warriors might have been favored in the series, but it feels more like a toss-up to me. And I would be shocked if the Miami Heat ended up winning the title out of this Final Four, but any of the others make sense to me. I feel as though the Suns getting knocked out, and the way they got knocked out, devastated, humiliated, destroyed, it kind of just spoke to the random feeling of this. And if not the random feeling, just the sense that there are possibilities, it's not predictable. And it does seem to be resonating. I think it's been an incredible postseason, notwithstanding the boring game sevens, but the unpredictability, the sense that you, a fan, you could have your team win the championship. Nobody thought Dallas would have a shot at the championship going into this season. They seem to have a legitimate shot. I think that speaks to how the NBA might finally be getting some of that parity it always wanted.
It's the Harden, the Doc Rivers situation, the KD, the Kyrie. You know KD a little. You sparred with him multiple times. Deep down, I said this a couple weeks ago, I think he needs to go to the owner and the GM and just say, it's time to move off Kyrie. In fact, the GM ripped Kyrie as I was gone last week publicly, which I think he had to get the okay from Kevin Durant to do that, or at least felt comfortable. That was my interpretation of what the GM of Brooklyn did. He got the okay from KD to rip Kyrie. What was your interpretation?
Yeah, and it's interesting. There are reports coming out that Kyrie is getting turned down by Nike. I don't recall such reports usually making their way in the media. I'm not alleging any conspiracies, Colin, but there just might be an effort behind the scenes in Brooklyn. There just might be a green light that we're sick of this guy. It's time to go after him, no holds barred, whatever sort of phrase you want to use. And yeah, I think that is informed typically with the other superstar, because it's not like this organization just changed characterologically overnight. This was an obsequious operation. They kissed the butts of the stars out there. If they're turning on a dime like this and crushing one of the stars, they have to have gotten some internal okay, I believe, from the guys in that roster.
All right. I don't know who I like. I think if Golden State stays healthy, I'd take them. I think I like them. You're not a big prediction guy, but your thoughts about who you'd take?
I guess I'm going to go with Boston. I'll go with the Celtics. There were people who were saying that it was the Eastern Conference Finals, that last semifinals with the Bucks and the Celtics, and maybe the NBA Finals. I'm going to go with that. They're just a really well-balanced team. They've got that core that is coming into their age at the exact right moment. I'm a little scared picking a team that has never won it or never been in the finals. You know, it's very hard for teams when they just get in the finals to get blitzed a little bit. But if I have to pick one team and make a prediction, I'm going with Boston.
Ethan Strauss, Warriors NBA podcast. It's called House of Strauss. It's great seeing you again, my man.
Fantastic, Colin. Anytime, man.
You bet. That is interesting. The Cowboys and nerds. I don't know which presidents Louis C.K. had. Obama, Clinton, Reagan would be more Cowboys.
Well, like anything in life, there's big swings. You're going aggressive in one direction, that doesn't work out. So we go all the way to the other direction, and that doesn't work out. And as most things do, they land somewhere in the middle. And you always have a little bit of both. But what works best is someone who's relatable and can communicate while also implementing the changes and analytics of the game.
Yeah, no, it is interesting, though. You've got some, you know, when players first got the jobs, I think we were all like cynical. I mean, just naturally, it's new. And it's like now, I mean, I watched Jason Kidd in that series and I'm like, really, he's coming. It's okay to fail, by the way. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. Jason Kidd going into that job, it's his first time doing that job. He doesn't come up through the coaching ranks.
Right.
Like, this is an actual job outside of just telling people where to go on the basketball court. There's a whole other actual job you have to do. And a lot of times they fail the first time because everything else that comes with it is you were not prepared for, because you never focused on that when you were a player, because you were focusing on being a player. So it's not surprising that he's having success now. Yeah. He's had the experience of what being a coach is.
Fun stuff. Well, I am back. I still have a little jet lag, Joy. Joy travels every week to Ecuador and has no jet lag ever.
Yeah, I got in last night to LAX at like 10:30.
From where?
From Miami.
And you have no jet lag.
Well, I mean, I'm tired, but what, I'm professional. Let's go. Let's do this. I got some coffee.
Make me seem like such a wuss. All right, hour two, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Great to be back on a Monday. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.